The word today is testing. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Gold and silver are refined by heating up ore so that the precious metal can be separated. The Bible says our minds need refinement to rid them from sin. A good test of our character is whether we are proud or humble if someone praises us. Through study of God's Word, we can learn humility so that we will give God the glory when we are praised. Here to share more on this is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Testing.
We may undergo various forms of testing in life, and it can be horrible, the difficult trials that we can undergo, and some of them are physically painful, others are emotionally painful, or maybe both. Some of these times of testing can come from severe illness, maybe an unexpected disaster. Many Christians around the world are oppressed and persecuted by enemies of their faith. What about praise? Could someone praising us be a time of testing? That sounds kind of unusual until you take a look at a verse such as Proverbs 27, verse 21. And it says, "The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but man is tested by the praise he receives." Isn't it unusual? Let's hear that one more time. "The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but man is tested by the praise he receives." So obviously I'm talking about a little bit different kind of testing than a disaster. Here we're talking about a test of character that God is giving us. And it's interesting how this verse comes together in the original language in the Hebrew. Literally, more literally, it would be read something like this: "The refining pot for silver, the furnace for gold, a man by his praise." In other words, there are certain things that go into refining. There are different types of ores that go into refining for silver and gold. But when you want to really test the metal, that is the character of a man, you praise him. And this is how you find out whether he is humble or proud. This is what's interesting about Solomon's Proverbs, is because they're so insightful and they teach us in a moment so much about human nature. You see, a person's character is exposed by how they react to praise. You might not know if any individual is proud or haughty until they receive praise. And how they react to it is really going to say much about their character. There's another proverb on this particular topic, and it's from Proverbs 27, verse 2. "Let another praise you and not your own mouth, and outsider and not your own lips." Once again, we're shown that when we are recognized, when someone wants to honor us or give us an award, there is a tendency for us, or shall we say would be a sinful tendency, to get puffed up, to get arrogant and proud. And it's at times like that that reveal our true character, our true nature. And sadly, many times we're not all that good. Many times we're arrogant and proud and think too much of ourselves, many times not giving enough glory to God. We'll talk about that more in just a few minutes. One of the things that has not been helpful to children in the modern world is to trying to put an emphasis on self-esteem in schools and trying to make them feel good about themselves, even though their scholastic performance might not be good. People have bought into this idea that it's most important that you feel good about yourself, whether you have poor grades or good, or whether you have good job performance or poor job performance. The main thing is that you're feeling good about yourself. Well, I suggest, and the Bible does too, that it's really not easy to feel self-worth and to feel as though you're pleasing the Lord if you're not doing a good job. In fact, the parables of Jesus teach that there'll be condemnation and punishment for people that are not using their mind and their resources for the sake of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It's very important that you understand that the Lord is looking for performance. He is looking for your deeds to be pleasing to Him. And you really can't have a good self-esteem spiritually if you're wasting and using greedily the resources God has given you. There was an interesting study that was done that revealed the tendency of kids to take positive reinforcement and to get arrogant. And the study involved children that were given a challenging test, a problem to solve. And the children were divided into two groups. And the one group, when they got the correct answer, were told, "You're smart." The other group was told, "You worked really hard at that." What they found was that as they continued to present another challenging problem to the kids, the children that were told, "You're smart," were 40% more likely to cheat when they were struggling. The children that were told, "You worked hard," were 40% less likely to cheat than the other group. Isn't that interesting? The praise that was given to the kids had an effect on how they thought about themselves. Well, that's just like this verse had said here. A person is tested by the praise they receive. You see, our sinful nature loves flattery. We like it when someone praises us. We want to be the center of attention, or at least for everyone to know what we have done. This is why social media is so pernicious. This is why it's so nasty and addictive, is because it feeds the ego. I do not spend much time on social media, and I caution you not to get sucked into it so that you're addicted to it. It's such an ego boost, and people love the feeling of being puffed up and important. But the fact of the matter is that it can become an addictive arrogance. So watch out for that. Flattery and feeling too much social pressure from other people, as happens on social media, can cause individuals to compromise their values. The old sense that, well, everyone else is doing it, therefore I need to as well. Don't fall for that. Your goal should be to please the Lord first and foremost. I remember the verse that says that to his own master he will stand or fall, in reference to the person who makes moral decisions as a servant of Christ. Your goal is to please the Lord, not to please the world. Don't let other individuals' opinions push you to do immoral things, to do ungodly things. Another thing flattery can lead to is neglect of responsibilities. Many people sit and spend hours daily on phones or on computers. They're addicted to games or addicted to social media. I would think Satan is laughing. I would think he finds it delightful, gleeful, that people are supposed to be productive and engaged in real life flesh and blood relationships, are wasting their lives giving it to a computer, giving it to a phone. Please watch out for that. That is not where life is found. Life is found in the Lord Jesus Christ and real relationships, not getting sucked into social media. So please exercise wisdom about this. We need to practice, as Christians, willful humility. Doesn't that sound unusual? Have you ever heard someone talk about willful humility? In other words, when things happen and there's a blessing and things go well, don't credit luck as though some chance event brought you these good things. Don't credit luck or fate. Give credit to God. Give glory to God. When people praise you, here's where the real test begins. Instead of puffing yourself up, practice willful humility by crediting God. God is the one who gave you the mind. God is the one who gave you the skill, the gifts. So acknowledge him. You know, Jesus even warned the people that opposed him, "Woe to you when everyone praises you." You have to watch out, because as a Christian, there'll be times when people will oppose you. And that's actually a good sign that you're doing things the godly way, because the world won't like it and they won't support you for it. And that's okay. It keeps us humble. We remember that Satan fell, we believe, because he got too puffed up, too proud. So he's going to be trying to use praise and your pride to take you down as well. So please be prepared for praise to strike. Make sure that you are ready when someone wants to build you up, that you give credit to God. I finish with Ephesians 2. "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." I invite you to come to the Lord Jesus, to learn to be humble as he was, to receive his grace and forgiveness. And when things start going well, don't credit luck, don't credit yourself. Give the glory to God and practice humility for his sake.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.